Straight Talk from Israel.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
An Iranian man living in the United States has apparently been working to help overthrow the present Iranian Islamic regime that is oppressing so many people and threatening the existence of Israel and the United States. Let's not forget their demonstrations. Death to America, death to Israel. First the Saturday people, and then the Sunday people. Now, somehow, and we don't know that yet as far as I know, this man, who will tell you his name in a little while, is now in Iranian hands. Somehow they got him to Iran. If they kidnapped him, lured him, we don't know. He is probably being tortured, and they may hang him. We're going to be having a very good friend of his on the air today, who is also from Iran, and he is going to be giving us information on what exactly is happening and what we need to know and what could happen if finally this Islamic regime that has been ruling there for the last 40 years or so is finally removed and the people of Iran, the People's Revolution, takes over. What would relations with the West and with Israel be then? Well, of course, we know it would be so much better. If any of you have seen pictures of Iran over 40 years ago, you would see women in Iran who were dressed like women in New York City or Paris. Today, they're covered in hijabs. They can't show their hair. They have to wear the long gowns or they have to, they have their own Islamic restrictions. It could be different places, different restrictions, but they all have to cover their hair. Have to, not a choice. In any case, we'll be back afterwards, and you can feel free to call in and ask your questions. We'll be right back.
G'day, I'm Jono Vandor.
And I'm Ross Nichols.
Join us on our program, Israel on My Mind, a show that broadcasts all the weekly goodness that flows like milk and honey from the Holy Land straight into your ears with humorous and happy news stories.
New shows are posted every Thursday at 7 p.m. Israel time, highlighting the lighter side and advancing a positive view of Israel here on Israel News Talk Radio.
All right, we're back here at the Tamar Yonah Show on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. And we are going to be exploring the important insights into the future relations between Israel and Iran following any collapse of the current regime there. And there are people, there's been for years, the People's Revolution trying to overthrow the present Islamic regime that rules there, that has been so hostile to not only its own population, but to America and Israel. And again, let me remind you that they have at their demonstrations burning the American flag, burning the Israeli flag, yelling, death to America, death to Israel. This is the Islamic regime that is in power right now, and there are people trying to remove it and to make it more of a peaceful, friendly to the West type of government with taking out these this Islamic ideology, which, by the way, is foreign to Iran, because Iran, before it was Iran, was Persia, and Persia was not Islamic in ancient times. In any case, our guest today is a very good friend of someone who is today in the hands of the Iranian regime, and he is sadly probably being tortured right now because he has been working with revolutionaries to try to overthrow the Iranian government. This is all alleged. We don't know any proof yet. Maybe our friend can enlighten us on the subject when I have him on. But they may execute him as well. They may execute this man's friend. And the man that we're talking about, his name is Jamshid Sharmad. Now, this is a name that you've probably never heard of before, but if you look him up on Google, you're going to find a lot of articles about him that have just come out this last week, this last few days. He is apparently an Iranian revolutionary supporter working out of the United States, trying to oust the present Islamic regime in Iran. The Iranian government is calling him a terrorist and now claims that he's in their custody. And this, as I said, probably means he's being tortured and he may be hanged or executed in some way. So who is Jamshid Sharmad? What has he done? And why do we need to know about what Iran is doing right now? And I'm going to give you a bit of a lengthy introduction as I introduce my guest now, because you need to know his background and who he is so you can understand his foundation and where he's coming from to talk about his friend. Our guest today is also an Iranian man. His name is Dr. Daniel Dana. He was born in Tehran, Iran, in 1945 into a Muslim Shiite family. After serving in the Iranian and in the Iranian police and army, he graduated from Tehran University Law School with a law degree and then studied at the Paris University, where he received his PhD in comparative constitutional law. As a leader of the Javan parliamentary group, he commanded the force which captured the Iranian missile gunboat Tarbazin. I hope I pronounced that correctly. For his anti-Islamic Republic activities, he was sentenced to death in absentia. But he returned to Iran in 1986 and was allowed to work as a lawyer. In December of 1989, we're talking 30 years ago, he left Iran and came to Melbourne, Australia, where he converted to Christianity and began to translate Salman Rushdie's satanic verses into Persian. In 1994, he came to Israel to do research and was forced to remain here because the Australian government pronounced him persona non grata and a risk to Australian national security. He remained in Israel and worked for several years with the International Christian Embassy. In 1995, he established the PLIM, or Peace and Love International Movement, to bring the message of peace and love between the sister nations of Israel and Iran. That's what he writes. Over the years, it has brought hundreds of Iranian opposition, cultural, and religious leaders to Israel. A few years ago, he was diagnosed with a blood disease, which only Middle Eastern Jews suffer from, and then learned that his family was in fact originally Jewish and had been forcibly converted to Islam. Among his literary works are a study of Shiite theology, a history of the Baha'is in Iran, and a history of the Shirazi Jewish community, as well as editing the memoirs of Zion or Tzion Ezri, the first Israeli ambassador in Iran. He also travels widely promoting the message of Israel and Zionism. So after this lengthy but important introduction, I'd like to say hello and welcome to the show, Dr. Daniel Dana. Shalom.
Hello, dear Tamara. Hello, dear audience. This is my great opportunity to be with you and, to have a short chat regarding of my good friend, Jamshid Sharmat. Thanks a lot for everything.
Is everything that I read about you so far correct?
100%.
All right. So maybe you can explain to our listeners who Jamshid Sharmat is.
First of all, he was a good friend of me. He is a good friend of me, and everything should be all right with him because during some time he was captured by Islamic intelligence service. In fact, in brackets, this is not only me who called them terrorists. Also, President Trump called them terrorists. Their practice is based on terror and terrorism, not only during last 41 and a half years ago, but also during last 14 centuries. Whatever has happened in Iran is based on terror and terrorism. I hope and I pray and I wish that everything should be all right with Jamshid. Well, let's say easily over 99%, I can assume that he will condemn, he will execute it, pity. We have a lot of things to say why he has such a big mistake. This is the new strategy of the terrorist Islamic Republic that, capture Iranian activists, mainly activists. Last couple of years, roughly in 2007, they captured Furud Fuladvan, which was one of toughest scholar who were opening, the reality of Islam as a terror center of the world. And later on, they captured Shayan Kazemi, who was active in the U.S. Later on, just a couple of months ago, Ruhollah Zam, who was the head of Ahmad News, one of the very, very well-known sites, which was broadcasting the last news in Iran. And now is the time of my friend Jamshid Sharmat. In fact, Jamshid was born in Iran from a German mother and a Persian father who were, in fact, a pro-Zoroastrian family in around about 1982. He moved from Tehran to Germany. He was studying computer over there in 1991. He had a company in U.S., of course, he was cooperating with Siemens and Volkswagen company in Germany. He moved to U.S. in 1991. He was working in different companies over there, and he became active in politics from around about 2004 when Furud Fuladvan, in brackets, Fatollah Manoochehri, as I told you, the toughest scholar of Iranian opposition, who was expert in Arabic and Arabic language and Islamic theology, Islamic sociology, who was studied in Egypt for around about 20 years. He was horribly criticizing Islam as, Islam, whatever is for them, 1 billion a couple of hundred million Muslims, they are free to do whatever they want, but it is not nice for Iranian, which is completely irrelevant to Persian culture, to Persian mentality, Persian religious and Persian freedom seekers. However, from 2004, around about 2003, 2004, when Mr. Fuladvan, Dr. Fuladvan, who has started to broadcast and talking about the reality of Islam and open the Quran and word by word, line by line, interpreted to Iranian audience thousands and thousands of Iranian students, Iranian young generation, they became excited to whatever Zikronovi Livracha, probably fruitful odd man, was talking about that.
Okay, I'm sorry I have to interrupt you, Dr. Donna, but we're going to a break right now, and we'll be back in another couple of minutes. Don't go anywhere, and feel free to call into the show if you have any comments or questions for our guest. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. This is Andrea Simintow from Jerusalem, inviting you to drop everything and join me on my show, Pull Up a Chair. We'll visit this week's quirky stories, meet fabulous guests, and discover my Israel. Together, we'll laugh, shout, and explain the topics that make us say, hey, we've got to talk about that. So get comfortable and pull up a chair with me, Andrea Simintow, every Thursday on Israel News Talk Radio.
Hidden treasures in the Hebrew Bible?
Then join me, Rav Yitzhak Michelson.
And me, William Hall.
On the Science of Kabbalah, where we are seeking to narrow the gap between what we understand of our physical and spiritual worlds. So make sure to tune in every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Israel time, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, here on Israel News Talk Radio.
Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Did you know this psalm and many others were composed by a Jewish shepherd and musician who later became a king? Would you like to know some of the inner meanings of psalms to help you connect with God and strengthen your soul? An exciting and easy-to-read book is now available, which will help you do just that. Software for the Soul, Psalms for Everyone, available on Kindle, Audible, and Amazon.com. Software for the Soul.
Modesty at the beach? It isn't just about body image. It's about feeling good. Modest swimsuits, so we don't get burned by the sun.
So we won't get ogled by strangers.
So we'll feel free to express ourselves without the need to expose ourselves.
Let Marcy Modest help you to cover up what you want, how you want.
Made in Israel.
Visit MarcyModest.com. That's M-A-R-S-E-A Modest.com.
And get a 10% discount on your first purchase.
Two new shows on Israel News Talk Radio.
The return of the Jewish people to the land of Israel was prophesied in the Bible thousands of years ago and is coming true today. Shalom. Join me, Josh Wander, on Israel Unplugged. Listen in as we delve into the spiritual and physical aspects of the Jewish return to Zion. We'll discuss the biblically mandated, historic, and of course practical understandings of this incredible transition from exile to redemption. That's Israel Unplugged, every Monday on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com.
How did a nice Jewish girl from Delaware end up living in Israel?
Shalom, I'm Natalie Zapinski. Join me on my show, Returning Home. Meet different people who have moved to Israel. Hear their personal stories, their highs, their lows, and everything in between. Each week, we talk to experts on immigration and the process of moving to Israel. Listen to Returning Home every Thursday, only on Israel News Talk Radio.
The Iranian Islamic regime wants to execute this man's friend, Jamshid Sharmad. He's a name that you've probably never heard of, but he is an Iranian revolutionary supporter, and he is now in the hands of Iran. How did he get there? Was he kidnapped? Was he lured there? We're going to find out as much as we can about this man and what they might do to him with our guest, Dr. Daniel Donna, who himself is an Iranian. Today, he lives in Israel because of death threats against him and also because of other countries that he lived expelling him for their own political interests. And he's here today on the show talking about the relationship between Iran, the West, and Israel, and what they may do to his friend. Welcome back to the show, Dr. Daniel Donna.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I was talking about the last operation of For Fruitful Advent from 2003-04 till 2007 that he also captured as Jamshid Sharmat, and nobody don't know what's happened to him. Even we don't know, has he executed up till now or no? However, Jamshid is captured, as far as I understand, last week. And, well, during a couple of months, he was negotiating with me regarding an operation that he and his group from different countries, they wanted to come to Israel under the project named King Cyrus I, to go all together to Pasargad. Tens of thousands of Iranian. As far as Jamshid was talking to me, they wanted to join this trip from Jerusalem to Pasargad, means Persepolis in Persia, Shiraz, center of Iran. It was a hypothetical planning, despite that he had good contact with many Iranian generals, Iranian army, many Iranian pastaran, it means militia, and the other different class, different category of administration in Iran. But I really deeply could not believe in him, such a huge program. How could be possible? How could be in practice? But however, one word I can tell you, I can share with you, he is full of love to Israel, and not only him, during last 40 year and a half. Islamic Republic, as much as they were propagating against Israel, against peace and love and harmony in the Middle East, Iranian young generation reacted completely conversely, and they are 100% pro-Israeli, pro-peace, and pro-Western culture. Whatever, during 57 years of Pahlavi dynasty, from 1922 to 1979, they were excited to follow Western courtesy, Western culture, Western mentality, Western democracy, Western technology,
yes,
and also in the Middle East, twin sister nations of Iran and Israel is the hope that they can follow peace and harmony between two nations. This is whatever was in his mind, and he was active. And many other Iranian in Turkey, in Dubai, and well, the countries around Iran, still they are active and they are wishing and they are hoping to do something against terrorist regime in Iran and change the system, and well, practice a reasonable, nice, peaceful relationship between Iran and not only local neighbor countries in the Middle East, especially Israel and Western countries. This
All
is
right.
minimum that I can talk about his idea.
Okay, so the Iranian Islamic regime today is calling your friend Jamshid Sharmad a terrorist, but you're saying that the Islamic regime itself are terrorists. I would agree with that. But what exactly are they charging him for? I mean, that he is a sympathizer with the revolution against the government, the present government there, we all concur, but do you believe he's been active in doing anything? I mean, we've been seeing a lot of mysterious fires and explosions taking place in Iran today. Do you believe he had anything to do with that?
Let me not answer exactly to the question because, well, he is over there and probably they can hear whatever I say. I do not want to cause him more damage. It has been rumoring whatever he has done and his group has done, but I cannot confess because I have no any evidence in my hand to say yes or no. But okay. I prefer do not answer clearly because I don't know personally. I have heard as you have heard.
Okay. Therefore, all right, let's stop there because we don't have a lot of time.
Very special situation. Okay. I prefer to stop here.
Okay. Do you know how he got into the hands of the Iranians? Do you know if he was kidnapped or if he was lured somehow?
Yeah, as far as I understand, our last communication that we had, I believe that for some financial support some people in the area of Persian Gulf, they motivated him from, let's say, 2 years ago. He was murmuring, he was talking, he was communicating always, even he was provoking me to do together, to go together. But I said, I'm sorry, I have Israeli passport and I cannot travel to Persian Gulf area. However, for financial support, he had some project with a group of people, minimum three. He left to Dubai last week, as far as I understand, from Dubai, some port of Amman, and from our door, he captured with a group of, Islamic Republic terrorist group and brought him to Iran, to Tehran. Hmm. This is whatever we know.
Wow. Wow. Now, so you're saying that the majority of Iran's 55 million younger generation are today pro-Israel. That's what you say. Why? Why and how?
Let's say psychologically, whatever terrorist regime, anti-humanitarian regime, despot dictator regime propagate against Israel, against Western mentality, Western culture, Iranian, mainly young generation, they became more motivated to Western culture, Western mentality, and democracy. This is the minimum of political definition why they prefer democracy instead of despotism and dictatorial system. This is the reason why they are interested to communicate with Western people, with Western action, with Western understanding, Western philosophy, and Western freedom. Hmm. This is very normal action, reaction, I mean, mentally, socially, in public.
So you're saying that they're tired of the oppressive regime that they're in. They see what's going on outside of Iran through the internet, through traveling, and they don't want this type of regime there anymore. They want something better. Is that what you're saying?
Certainly. Any sort of barbarism, any sort of savagism, well, disturb them, despite that they claim that in 1979, their father were implemented the worst mistake in their life when they accepted Islamic Republic. They have to pay the price of such a big mistake. Many Iranian scholars call them public sacrifice, public self-sacrifice. They are not happy to continue and follow the same barbarism, savagism. They want to have normal life, as we can find in any Western country or any other civilized world.
So let me ask you this, Dr. Dana. They, when they overthrew the Shah and they brought in the Khomeini from Paris, from France, and they brought him into the country to rule there, why don't they do the same with the son of the Shah, who today, I believe that they live in the United States or the UK. Why don't they do the same? Why don't they overthrow their government just as they did back in 1978, I believe it was, or 79, and bring in back the son of the Shah to rule?
Very good question. First of all, mentality of himself. Excuse me. First of all, his personal mentality, his personal action and reaction, his personal relationship, his personal position of leadership is big question mark. Secondly, in that time, President Jimmy Carter, via Ibrahim Yazdi, cousin of my ex-wife and member of CIA, he paid $150 million personally to Khomeini, the head of terror and terrorism in Nofloor Chateau, and Andrew Young, and Richard Cottoms, and Ramsey Clark, and Michel Piccoli, and the head of existentialism, Jean-Paul Sartre, and many other top scholars, top politicians of the world in 1979 called this murderer in Nofloor Chateau Khomeini as Gandhi, as Messiah, as symbol of lightness, of democracy, which bring for the first time in a Muslim country some irrelevant titles as is in mass media. And they didn't know that. they are providing a Satan for future of Western civilization, for Western nice, peaceful, reconciliative mentality.
Okay.
They didn't know that. They are providing a poison in their hand. Now, we had no such opportunity, no Jimmy Carter, and no...
I need to stop you here, Dr. Donna, because we're going to a break right now. I'm sorry to have to interrupt you, but the news has to come on right now. We're going to be back after this for our last segment, and if you have a comment or question, feel free to call in. We'll be right back.
Leap of Faith with Penina Taylor.
We live in the age of information, but not inspiration. If you're like me, you're looking to be inspired, to reach higher, to connect more, and to grow. Well, if you want to get warm, you need to stand close to the fire. And if you want to catch fire, you need to stand close enough to get hit by the sparks. Join me, Penina Taylor, as we walk with people who have embarked on a spiritual journey towards Torah. We'll uncover what started them on their journey and what truths they discovered along the way. So prepare to be inspired as we take a leap of faith every Sunday at 5 p.m. on Israel News Talk Radio.
The Iranian regime today, the Islamic regime in Iran, has captured or caught or kidnapped, however you want to say it, the friend of my guest, Dr. Daniel Donna, who is with us today, is talking about his friend Jamshid Sharmad, who was taken by the Iranians today, the Iranian government today. He is probably being tortured right now, and he probably... will be executed. We're praying for him. But he is deemed a terrorist in the eyes of the terrorist regime today, governing or ruling in Iran. And our guest, Dr. Daniel Donna, is telling us about Jamshid Sharmad, who is in custody with under the Iranian Islamic regime right now. And because they are fighting for their freedoms, they want to overthrow this oppressive regime and bring back more of a free Persian cultured Iran and not the Islamic influence that has swallowed it up. And so, Dr. Donna, in the last segment, I was asking you, why doesn't the Iranian population, the People's Revolution, you say that there are millions and the majority of Iranians today are unhappy with their present Islamic regime. Why don't they bring back the Shah's son to come and rule or install something else? And usually when there is a revolution, usually there is some figure, some personality, some leader who is waiting in the wings, that you already have a replacement. You just want to be able to get that replacement into power. Who today could rule if, in fact, the Islamic regime were taken down?
Those Iranians who are really interested to Prince Siruj Pahlavi, the son of Shah, day by day are growing, and the number is in progressing. The majority of Iranians, in fact, they are looking for democracy, and an absolute majority of Iranians today, either a scholar or non-scholar or medium class or people in the street, they compare whatever they had before 41 and a half year Islamic revolution and not whatever they have today. What was the system of life? What was the value of currency? What was the value of their passport? What was the value of the characteristic in the world? What was the value of freedom of choice, freedom of option, and, well, democracy, let's say half democracy, before this Islamic revolution? This is the gift of red communists in Iran and Islamic revolutionary, because they were not happy with freedom of choice, freedom of women, freedom of any sort of liberty, any sort of open society and Islamic black mentality. They were fighting from 1963 against Iranian women freedom under support of Ayatollah Khomeini in 1963, as I told you, by support of President Kennedy, Democrats. Unfortunately, we had a lot of bad accidents in 15 years before revolution, and later on, he sent to Iraq, and he was continuing propagating hand by hand with communists, Iranian communist group, either Mujahideen or Tudeh or the other communist group, leftist and red leftist, in fact, and black antagonistic Muslims hand in hand together with European lefts and Democrats in the United States hand in hand together. They cause bad critical reputation against Shah that he is dictator, he is this and that. People now, they understand after four decades that they made mistake, big mistake, horrible mistake, and they had suicide, total suiciders, and they destroyed their country, and they destroy all the nice values which father and son Pahlavi dynasty they provide in Iran, and they lost all. They wanted to repeat it. High majority of Iranians, they want to go back to the time of Shah. And this is more than clear that politically not possible, socially is not possible because of competition in different social classes in Iran. Leftists, different group of leftists, different group of Muslims, different group of different ideology. They cannot be together and they cannot cooperate with each other. This is sickness of opposition, which is providing with intelligence service of terrorist group. They are propagating and they are providing critical condition that opposition cannot be unified, cannot be hand in hand, and stop the system and bring democracy to the country. But it is more than clear that a day these people will be successful. Last couple of months, over 5,000 to 6,000 people they killed in the street that, Newsweek reported 1,500. 2 years before, they have revolted the system, and also they killed and imprisoned and tortured and executed also a couple of thousands of Iranians. Sooner or later, system will collapse, and Iranian freedom seekers, they will be in majority, which are in majority, and they will take the power, and the system, terrorist system in Iran will finish. And in fact, the nest of terror and terrorism in the Middle East and the world will destroy, and democracy, tolerance, and good relationship, reasonable relationship of Iranian future country will start good working, good reaction, good contribution with civilized countries in the world.
You're very optimistic. You're saying it's just a matter of time until this regime is taken down, because you're saying that the majority of Iranians today, it's not everybody, but the majority, you're saying, are sick and tired of this Islamic regime and want them out. So that's very good. In the meantime, your friend is in their custody, and it looks like he may be executed. What is the usual way that Iran executes its people that have been put on accused of terrorism and put on trial?
Dear Tamara, what is your expectation of a terrorist regime? Terrorist regime is killing as well, drinking a glass of water. Simple, easy. The value of life of human being for them is just nothing, a big zero.
I understand.
This is meaningless. Life of human being for them is just nothing. That's all.
Yes, but I'm asking, what is their way of execution?
Absolutely, concretely, realistic ideology of Islam.
Yes, I understand. I'm just curious, what is their method of execution? Do they hang them? Do they put them in an electric chair? Do they put them up against a shooting, now I'm escaping my words, a firing squad? What is their method?
Mainly they are shooting, but if they want to really propagate the fear, social public fear, they hang on public. This is whatever they do.
When you say they hang in public, it's like a public square in the city?
That's right.
Uh-huh.
They have done many times.
I understand. And so with the last minute so that we have left, what would you like to leave our listeners with? What is the most important message that you want our listeners to go away with?
First of all, thank you so much for this opportunity that I can share with people, civilized people in the world. Secondly, thank you so much for all Iranian, millions of Iranian who hate this regime, this dictatorial despot regime, and they are ferociously, they are active, they do their best for stopping this terror and terrorism in Iran and bringing democracy, tolerance, and nice relationship with all people in the world. And I want to say Iranian military, Iranian army, Iranian police, Iranian armed people who are working for good future of this nation, which is a gift of 2,500 years of, let's say, the first 1,100 year before Sassanid dynasty, 638 AD, has been civilized. High majority of Iranians, they want to go back that period of time as a civilized group of people living in peace and harmony with neighbors and all civilized people in the world.
Is there anything that the average person can do, either A, to help the people who want to overthrow this Islamic regime, and or just to help your friend Jamshid Sharmad from execution?
There are many Iranians who are with him, and well, they do their best, and we want to open a hashtag or whatsoever, and fighting, and shouting, and asking international organization to support him, to take care of him, and tell people in the world he is innocent. In fact, he is a nationalistic man. He is a patriotistic man. He has done his the best for the sake of democracy of his nation. And we hope, and I personally and my friend, a group of people in the church and synagogue whatsoever, they pray that Lord bless him and Lord take care of him. This is minimum that I can share about
him. Right. Well, I want to thank you very much, Dr. Daniel Dana, for coming on the show. And we're going to be praying for your friend, Jamshid Sharmad. And we're also going to be praying for the Iranian people who want to overthrow this evil regime that's ruling them right now, that they should have a more peaceful and loving and better, more humanistic government that should rule over them very soon. Please, God. Thank you for being with us, and thank you, everyone. If you have any comments or questions, feel free to email me, Tamar, T-A-M-A-R, at IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. Thank you, Dr. Daniel Dana.
Thank you so much, dear Tamara. Thank you, audience. May the Lord bless all of you.
If you love Israel News Talk Radio, then you'll love our Facebook page. We keep you up to date on what's happening in Israel, plus little surprise treasures that we don't share on the radio. Go now to follow us on Facebook. Just look for the Israel News Talk Radio Facebook page, and don't forget to subscribe and follow us by clicking on the like button. We post great stuff there that you'll want to share. Israel News Talk Radio on Facebook and Israel News Radio on Twitter.
If you're hearing this message, everyone else can too. Advertise with Israel News Talk Radio and get your message out to people. We'll build a personalized package for you. Contact advertising at IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com.
Straight talk from Israel.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Jake in Anchorage, Alaska, and I love listening to all the super interesting interviews and up-to-date information on what's happening in Israel.
Hello, this is Anna King, originally from London, now living in Israel. And what can I say? Israel News Talk Radio is my cup of tea.
My name is Bhaskar. I'm from India, and I love listening because you get to know the truth and wonderful voices from this lovely country.
Mom!
Okay, wait a minute.
Hi, this is Chava Dax, and I'm calling from the rolling hills of Maale Adumim, just north of Jerusalem. I always listen to Israel News Talk Radio to get all the latest news and commentary and to keep me up to date every day.
This is Sarah Dax from Maale Adumim, and I'm 12. I wish Israel News Talk Radio was boring so my mom wouldn't listen to it all the time. Mom!
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
News, opinion, and more. You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.